And in Amsterdam today, the man on trial for murdering filmmaker Theo van Gogh admitted his guilt in court. Mohamed Bouyeri said that if given the chance, he would do it again. And he declared he shot and stabbed van Gogh because of his religious convictions. His comments came after the prosecution had rested. Since there was no defense, a verdict is expected later this month. Van Gogh is a descendant of the painter Vincent van Gogh. He was known for his outspoken criticism of Islam, especially its treatment of women. With us now is reporter Eric Haysen from Radio Netherlands. And Eric, was this a surprise that Bouyeri confessed?
No, he confessed a few months ago already. He said, I did it. Everybody should know that I did it, and I have no regrets. I want no lawyer to defend me. I want nothing at all. You can have your case. Your court is not my court. I only have to listen to Allah and not to a Dutch court, so I will keep my mouth shut.
So remind us about the crime. What happened?
On the 2nd of November of 2004, Theo van Gogh, a Dutch filmmaker, went to his office from his house in Amsterdam, and Mohamed Bouyeri shot him off his bike. He took his knife, tried to cut his head off, and sticked another knife in his chest with a letter to a member of parliament here in Holland, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, that she would be the next.
The letter was attached to the body.
Yeah.
So it was a particularly gruesome crime. What was the reaction?
The Dutch were terrified. Nothing had happened here in history, such a crime, an Islamic crime. A terrorist wasn't known here in Holland. This was a religious crime, and it was the first time. So the Dutch were quite terrified, didn't know what to do. And you had a bundle of other crimes after that. Mosques were set on fire. There was a lot of aggressive against Muslims, but after a few months, it became quiet.
And so now what will happen with Mohamed Bouyeri?
The prosecutor has asked a life sentence for him. The court will decide on that in 2 weeks. And probably they will sentence him for life, because Mohamed Bouyeri said, when I'm set free, I will do it again. I'll kill someone else who is, in my eyes, an enemy of the Islam. And I think the court has no choice. If they set him free somewhere in 20 years or 30 years, they will know that Bouyeri will kill again. And I don't think they'll take that risk.
I'm wondering if the Dutch authorities believe that Bouyeri had accomplices and if they're going after them.
They think he has accomplices. There is a group called the Hofstad Network in the Netherlands. It's a group of young Muslims from The Hague in Amsterdam. And they think Bouyeri is a member of that group. But the murder of Van Gogh, Bouyeri acted alone. Only he did it. And maybe he had help. Somebody gave him a gun. Somebody gave him money. But the killing itself, only Bouyeri did that. Later this year, probably in November, there will be a separate trial. And in that trial, all the members of this Hofstad network will be sentenced for membership of a criminal organization. And in that trial, Bouyeri will also be charged.
Eric Haysen is a reporter from Radio Netherlands, and he joined us from Amsterdam. Thank you.
Okay.